This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and hopefully you can tell my voice is slowly coming back. I really do appreciate your patience, guys. I know it can be hard to listen to somebody that feels a little bit under the weather, but, you know, like I say, the show must go on. Not going to leave you guys hanging without an episode. Here's what happened. I was working on one of the Daily Motivations podcasts. I know a lot of you guys are tuning into those daily episodes on my other podcast, the Daily Motivations podcast. You can find it on iTunes or on Stitcher. It still hasn't been approved by Spotify yet. Don't know what the deal is there. But I was working on an idea for that, and I thought, you know what? I really need to elaborate this. I am going to make it a mini-sode over on Primal Potential because I think that it can be a great exercise to help many of us, myself included, improve our decision-making. Let me ask you this. Do you ever find yourself negotiating in your head, right, with your internal self-talk in a way that doesn't help you reach your goals? For example, maybe you are justifying dessert after dinner or a snack when you're not hungry because you've been good, or because it's a healthy dessert, or because it's just one thing and it's not really going to make a difference, or maybe because you worked out that day. I know I've gone through those justifications, and I've shared before on the podcast, if you have to justify it, it's probably something you might want to rethink. The bottom line is this, and sort of the underlying theme of this episode is that wherever you are in your life right now, whatever your body looks like, whatever your habits are, your thinking got you there, right? The way you make decisions, the way you think about and rationalize your choices, that is responsible for where you are right now. So often, we focus on the behavior we want to change. We want to eat less sugar. We want to snack less often. We want to drink less alcohol. We focus on the behaviors, the actions. But guys, our behaviors are driven by our thinking. So if you want different results, if you want to improve your body, improve your health, improve your finances, or even your relationships, it begins by thinking differently, right? Our behavior is driven by our thoughts. And so when we focus on just the behavior change, we miss what is triggering that behavior, what is creating those patterns of behavior. If you don't think differently, you're not going to choose differently. You're not going to act differently, right? When you make those choices that you don't feel so good about afterwards, those choices that don't leave you feeling very proud, those choices that you could point to as the reasons for your lack of progress, I want you to consider, what is your thinking behind them? What is the thought process or the rationalization, the justification behind those choices or patterns of behavior that you want to change? Identify them. Are you using the argument, oh, but I've been so good, or what's the point? Who cares? I'm tired. Or are you saying, I'll start tomorrow, or I've earned it, or it won't hurt. It's just this one small thing. The first part is identifying the thoughts that drive the behavior. Don't just focus on, I want to eat less after dinner, or I want to drink less alcohol. You've got to nail down the thoughts that drive the behavior, because all behavior stems from thought, right? Then from there, just think differently about it one time. One time, right? In order to change the thought, you first have to identify it, okay? But once you identify it, you're more likely to notice it when you begin that internal dialogue, you begin that process of rationalization or justification. And then I'm not suggesting that you have to craft the perfect counter response. See, that's what happens when we try to change the behavior. I drink too much, so I'm just going to stop drinking. We're not looking for the behavior change, and we're not looking for the perfect response. We're looking to first identify what are the thought patterns, the rationalizations, the justifications that trigger the behavior, and then think differently. Think differently. Let me give you a few examples. There have been many times where I personally have, say, gone into Whole Foods to pick up a salad. And that's my intention. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get a salad. And then I get my salad. As I'm walking to check out, there's this thought pattern. Remember that behavioral patterns are driven by thought patterns. So we're trying to focus on the thought pattern that drives the behavioral pattern. There's this thought pattern. I'd love something sweet. But just something small, right? A tiny something. Totally not a big deal. How about maybe a square of dark chocolate? I haven't eaten yet today and I got a hard workout in. Just something small. Won't really make a difference. That is the thought pattern, the way of thinking that drives a behavioral pattern I would like to change. So instead of focusing on changing the behavioral pattern, I'm focusing on changing the thought pattern. The behavioral pattern is eating something sweet. So instead of saying no sweets today, I want to focus on breaking the thought pattern. It's not about adopting a perfect thought pattern. No, Elizabeth, you don't need something sweet. That's not aligned with your goals. It's as simple as, what's a different way of thinking about this? If this is my normal rationalization, justification, thought pattern, how can I think about it differently just this one time, right? There's no pressure, there's no judgment, there's no criticism. Just what can I think about in a different way? What is a different way of approaching this? Right? If the usual way of thinking is, I want something sweet, just want something small, I deserve it, it won't matter. When I find myself in Whole Foods and I notice this thought pattern, I just want to think differently. I notice the thought pattern and say, how can I think differently? It could be, oh, flowers, let me buy a flower. It could be, how great would it be to enjoy this salad without something sweet? I always feel like I want something sweet. Wouldn't it be great to not have something sweet, right? Or it could be, you know what else is really sweet? Laughing with my sister. Let me send her a text and remind her of a funny memory while I wait in line. It's not about a right or wrong thought pattern, but just breaking the pattern, thinking differently. I want you to break your thought patterns so that you can break those behavioral patterns. Maybe for you, this is something to work on after dinner. The behavioral pattern is maybe grazing after dinner, you know, going through the pantry, through the kitchen and just munching, grabbing little things here and there. And your focus might always be on, I've got to stay out of the kitchen after dinner. Well, what's the thought pattern that drives that behavioral pattern you want to change? Is it, I really want something yummy? Is it, let me finish the ice cream and then it won't be here tomorrow to tempt me? Or is it, I'm super stressed and I just don't care, or I want a treat? First, identify the thought pattern you use to talk yourself into or justify or rationalize the behavioral pattern. Then, when you find yourself in that thought pattern, how can you think differently about it? Just this one time, just in this one situation. Don't follow that same rabbit hole of thought. You know exactly where it leads, right? And you don't have to craft this new behavioral plan and, oh, no, you broke the rules and you're awful and this, that, and the other. No, just think differently. So maybe you say, you know, tonight it would be great to just relax. It would be great to reduce the mental chatter and just not make any food decisions. I'm just not making any food decisions tonight, period, the end. I'm giving myself a break. Or maybe a different thought pattern is, well, if I'm bored, I'm going to go take a bath and get to bed early. I'm going to take advantage of the boredom. There's nothing going on. What a better opportunity to go to bed early. I don't know what it is for you, but I know that you are where you are because of how you think. And if you want to change your behavior, you've got to change your thoughts. Begin by identifying the thought patterns, the rationalizations or justifications behind the behaviors you want to change. And then when you find yourself indulging that thought pattern, going down that rabbit hole, just say, how can I think differently this one time? If you change the way you think, you'll change the way you act. I love you guys. I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.